How old is too old to breastfeed? Because producer Matt still
still on it.
Nah, he's not. But funny little story. He was over at a friend's house, and his friend was recounting a story of a moment where she was spending in the shower with her little three-year-old daughter, and she started lactating in the shower, and the three-year-old looked up and said, "Mum, can I have some of that?" And she had to explain to her daughter that, unfortunately, no, that wasn't for her anymore. It was for the newborn. And so, yeah, it just sort of begged the question from us, didn't it? How old's too old? When are you meant to stop?
Well, let's see what we get here, because Aaron from Woongarra's called the show. Morning, Azza.
Morning, Gaunt. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, man.
Morning, Az. How are you, Adam?
Great. Thank you, Adam. Thanks for asking. Aaron, you're not still breastfeeding, are you?
No. It's been a while for me. Sorry, I dried up. But that, on that topic, that's something that mothers have to take into consideration. With my wife, with our daughter, she breastfed for 3 months. With our son, she was fortunate to get six before mastitis kicked in. So all of that has to be taken into account too.
What is that? Tell me what that is. I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with that.
Mastitis is... well, basically, Gondi, it turns the milk powdered.
Okay.
Okay, so it's
when, it's you, just, when your it boobs clog up.
Right.
Yeah, it clogs up, mate. It's
very
it's
sore.
It's constipation for boobs, mate.
Yep. Gotcha. Yep.
So, yeah, it's not what you want.
Constipation for boobs. That's actually a very good way to put it, I will
sorry.
Say.
Sorry, Ash. But, yeah, it's just something else that it has to be, like, it's all great going in with a plan, but, you know, the old saying goes, you want to make God laugh, tell him your plan. But breastfeeding, we both agreed, no longer than 12 months max.
That's like, it. 12 is the limit, is it?
12 months, yeah. Like anything after that, mate, it's weird.
If you're lucky. If you're lucky to get 12 months from it. And tell me, not to be immature about this in any way, but
no,
did you try it? You tried it?
Oh, mate, bloody oath I did.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, it's... No.
No, not for
it,
you.
Mate.
No.
What's it taste like?
You know what soy milk tastes like?
Yeah.
Yeah, stick that out for 32 days in a hot sun, mate. It's just not right.
32-day-old soy milk is what it tastes like.
It is a bit sweet like soy milk, actually.
I
would
have pictured it to be sweet.
Warm. Yeah, it is. Like warm, sweet soy milk, kind of.
Like warm apple pie. Renee is at Summerland Point. Good morning, Renee.
Hello, how are you?
Good, mate. Welcome to the convo. What have you got for us?
Thank you. I breastfed my two children, first one for 4 months, second for 2 months, only because I had to return back to work. But I think 6 months is a pretty good start for them. They're generally on solids by then. And, it just doesn't look right when they're toddling around and they're latching on. I have seen that, and it's quite disturbing, I think, sometimes.
It isn't it?
It is, yes. Yeah, congratulations, Ash.
Oh, thank you very much.
How long after the 6 months does it continue on for, even though you stop doing it? How long do you have to then deal with it for after that? I've heard it can go for a very long time for some people.
Yeah, I think I had milk for up to 2 years. So not huge amounts, but, yeah, it was still there. But, yeah, no, it's very painful when you stop, I must say. It is a beautiful experience, so if you can do it, yeah, definitely, yeah, I would recommend. But
so it's a bit of a bond between mother and child.
It is. It's quite nice. Yeah, yeah. I didn't try it, so I can't tell you what it tastes like.
You never tried it? Never tempted once?
No.
Really? Not one time?
You weren't curious at all?
Not at all.
No, I can't say I was.
Fair enough. A mother knows best,
yeah.
I would say. To wrap this up for us this morning, let's go Jenna at Berkeley Vale on 13, 12, 16. Good morning, Jenna.
Morning. How are you?
Yeah, we're great, mate. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Jenna, what do you got for us?
I just, I'm breastfeeding at the moment, and, like, I have a lot of really good resources, and I just find it crazy that people think that it's weird, but, like, we've made it weird for ourselves, because how is cow's milk more normal than their own mum's milk, if you know what I mean?
I think it's more the action than the actual consumption of the, you know, it's the actual walking up to the breast if they're, you know, like a walking toddler kind of. That's what people are saying.
I think people find that weird. But
well, while we're on the topic, ladies, we just had a call come through from Sam at Wyong, who breastfed up until what age, Sam?
2, and I'm breastfeeding our second son now.
Who's 16 years old?
No. No, he's 6 months old. But yes. I guess my point is, would if you saw a toddler walk around with a dummy or a comforter blanket, would you judge them the same way as if they were breastfeeding? Like,
yes.
To me, it's no different. Like, if I saw a toddler with a dummy, there's no way I'm going to go, oh, that's weird.
Mm.
But when people see a toddler breastfeeding, they're like, oh, that's a bit odd.
Are you that comfortable with it, though, that you would do it in public, or do you do it behind closed doors because you do feel like you get judged?
Do you know what? First, I was like a little bit uncomfortable, but now I'm like, it's so natural. And if you have a problem with it, don't look.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I can't even jump onto the bandwagon yet. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I know I want to do it, but then I just don't.
It's all personal. You've got to do what you feel comfortable with. And at first I was like, oh, this is a bit uncomfortable, but I'm like, if you're hungry, are you going to get yourself something to eat?
So what's the cutoff then? Because you're saying 2 years old, still going. Have you put a cutoff on, or are you just going to wait until the kid's done?
I think that when they're ready, they're ready.
Ooh, okay.
But like, what if they're not ready?
Then they're not ready.
Well, and so the kid's 10 years old.
I don't know if I'd go to 10. Like, I think double digits.
Yes.
Double digits, you draw the line.
No, you're right, Sam.
Where would you draw the line?
Well, I'm thinking at, like, 3, you have a conversation. Like, I don't know. Like, it's
Sam, I think if they're old enough to have a convo about it, maybe it's time. What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. If you can have a conversation with them about it.
Yes.
And then switch to a bottle or a sippy cup.
Yeah.
Great. Put it in a sippy cup if they're that holding on to it. But I think like when they're little and walking around and it's still normal for them, I think making the mum feel uncomfortable about it.
Different strokes for different folks, Sam.
Exactly,
yes.
Right.
Yep, that's right.
It's all individual.
That's right.
Can I just say for women that cannot breastfeed, shout out goes to you ladies. Don't ever feel guilty, by the way. You do you.
Yes. Good to cover off everybody there, Pollard,
from
the people who can't
to
the people who are still doing it at the age of 6. We've got them all covered here this morning on here.